Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
It's always a great day when you join us live here on Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. Always great to have you here. Noon Eastern, right now, and 9 a.m. Pacific. And wherever you're listening around the world, we welcome you to the Close Up Radio experience, where we are celebrating extraordinary people who are doing incredible things to make our world a better place. Very excited to welcome to our show very inspiring trainer and life coach, Andrea Hodge, coming to us from New York City. She's a very accomplished woman who has succeeded in different phases of her life, beginning with a military service career. She loves to motivate and empower others, whether as a team leader, trainer, speaker, or her favorite passion today, as a life coach. Her email address and website incorporate woo, a sound of exclamation expressed in amazement and relief. It's a very fitting philosophy for many of the women that Andrea coaches who balance family, career, and all their life priorities without falling apart. They might, however, be a little less than happy or fulfilled and need a partner who can really give them a boost to reach their personal or professional peak. Andrea is that partner who helps them heal from pain and struggles and emerge saying, whoa, after her time in the military and as a consultant to government teams, Andrea earned a master's degree in social work. She also studied the principles of John C. Maxwell and is one of his certified team members. She uses all of these insights in her coaching relationships, plus lots more. And her toolbox also includes the HEART philosophy. It's an acronym for guided self-disclosure, talk therapy, future self-dialogue, leadership training, and relaxation. Andrea says she also loves working with young people. She started a teen talk group during the pandemic when kids missed social experiences. And she's so glad she can help them. She says they are our future. Today's young people need someone who can listen to them since parents are often unaware of many of the issues. Life is not a competition. She enjoys helping people go inside of themselves and finding their answers. And that's so true. Many of our answers are within, but sometimes we sort of shove them down, hide them, dwarf them. Well, Andrea is there to help us find those answers within and bring them forward and up and out. It's my pleasure to welcome her again live and direct from the Big Apple from New York City, our very special guest joining us on Close Up Radio, Andrea Hodge. Andrea, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, it's exciting when we have an opportunity to chat with folks such as yourself who are working so hard to bring people together and make the world a better place. And you've done that on so many different levels. As a matter of fact, you began your career in the service, and we thank you for that. And you've helped train government teams and things of that nature. What do you think leadership goals and principles in the military that you have exemplified are things that businesses might even benefit from? I mean, I think you had said a military leader generally cares about their troops and having each soldier be the best they can be. Businesses can learn from that, right?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. You know, when I went into the military, I was exposed to leadership at its best. I was a part of the Women's Army Corps back in 1974, and I was proud to be a part of a unit that was fully staffed by women, from our commander to our first sergeant. You know, we were all there together. Our battery consisted of over 300 females, and we were proud. And you knew we were proud. when we were in formation, when we marched, the way we carried ourselves, and the leadership. And it was all due to the leadership because they invested their time, their experience, and their compassion into each and every one of us to make sure that we were mission ready. And I have to share with you that there were three elements that made the difference in soldiers versus people that went home that couldn't cope. And those three elements, John Maxwell spoke when he spoke in front of the United Nations. He said there were three questions that people ask of their leaders, whether you're in business, whether it's personal, whether whatever it is. And the first question is, can you help me? Which is a confidence question. You know, your team must know that you're there with them and that you can they can benefit from what you're talking to them about. The second question is, do you care about me? Which is a compassion question. No matter what anyone tells you, if they feel that the other party does not care about them, where is this relationship going? And the third and the key is, can I trust you? Then it speaks to your character. And I ask you, if one of those three elements were missing in any of your relationships, how far would that relationship go?
It would probably be on a lengthy pause, you know. I don't think it would go very far without any of those elements in place and being applied.
Exactly. And that's what the leadership is all about. Businesses can benefit from understanding that their people need that kind of impact.
You know, that's a great way to think about it, too. And as time went on, you later also pursued an advanced social work degree and trained in coaching with somebody that's, of course, exemplary as well, John Maxwell, a noted business leadership coach. From your perspective, Andrea, what are some of Mr. Maxwell's key coaching theories, and what made you sort of then incorporate life coaching into the arena of great things you offer?
That's a good question, Jim. I met Mr. Maxwell at an event in Detroit. When I heard him say that everything rises and falls on leadership, and that leaders build leaders, not dependents, and that we must value completing one another more highly than competing with one another, that resonated for me. From that first meeting, I followed Mr. Maxwell and ultimately became one of his certified trainers and speakers and coaches. And as you mentioned earlier, my coaching philosophy is that everyone is naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. We have all of our answers within us, and we get sidetracked and distracted, and we allow the events to take us out of our element of self. However, with the right coach who genuinely cares about you finding your answers and respects you enough to be curious as well as possessing good listening skills, you will find your answers. And, Jim, I want to say another one of my mentors, Mr. Edwin Haynes, who is an astute businessman and the CEO of a company called Access, of which I'm a founding member, he wrote a book entitled, You Have Permission to Succeed. So often we give our autonomy away. We need others to validate us because we don't know how to get to where we want to go. And Mr. Haynes' book, it teaches us how to navigate our road to success, and it lets us know we have everything we need. We just need the right navigation system.
You know, that's very important for people to realize that. And you once said talk therapy also is the best way to understand what's happening, and that discussions themselves can really be a game changer. What are other techniques besides talking that you use to sort of get to the heart of the matter with your clients? I think even in doing our research, guided meditation is something that is of great importance as well, right?
Absolutely. Talk therapy is one of the major tools that I use to provide people a chance to speak freely in a judgment-free environment and talk openly and honestly about how they feel. You know, Jim, do you ever wonder why the 12-step programs are so successful? I can share that with you because participants do not indulge in whatever their active addiction is just for that day, be it a drink, a drug, gambling, or food. And just for that day, they come together and they talk about how they feel. Talk therapy is key. We also incorporate a segment we call What is Your Word? And the goal is to have you identify through meaningful conversation the one word in your world that defines you. Yes, we narrow it down to one word. And we ask you to qualify the value of that word to you. And when we complete the discussion, we create a small disc with your word etched upon it. And it has a little hole in the middle, so you can wear it as a bracelet or a necklace, or just keep it with you to always remind you of your balance. We also facilitate mastermind groups where like-minded people come together and pursue personal development and leadership training. And I also utilize the HEART philosophy. And HEART is an acronym for honesty, expression, awareness, reflection, and trust, where, again, in a judgment-free environment, we have meaningful conversations around our feelings in those areas. And finally, for businesses, Mr. Maxwell has created a game called the Leadership Game, where employees can participate in an honest assessment alongside their leadership of their work environment, their leadership, their goals, while enjoying themselves. So, yeah, Jim, we have quite a few tools in our tool belt that have been very helpful to help people move forward.
It's so important, right? And a lot of times, and one of the things, too, that's really important for people to know is it's not one size fits all either, right? You custom design what you do for the individual, for whatever their moment is, whatever they're experiencing at the moment, what their hopes, dreams, desires are. You sort of take these well-perfected tools in your toolkit and you sort of customize them for the individual. Tell us about how you do that.
when we meet initially, because people tell me they want to, I need a coach. And first, the first thing we do is identify the difference in a coach and a mentor. A coach helps you go inside and find your answers. And the mentor is the one that shows you how to do it and shares with you how they did it. When you're looking for a coach, you have to find out what it is that the person is looking for. Some people don't need coaching. Some people actually, and I'm not being facetious, they need therapy. So you have to identify what their needs are, what their goals are, what they're looking to accomplish, and then you can figure out, you can map out how you can help them accomplish that.
That's so incredibly important, again, for people to realize that and the importance of that on so many different levels, which I think is great. You also have a fantastic book you like people to read before they begin the coaching engagement. Tell us about Taming Your Inner Gremlin and the moral it has for us all.
Taming Your Gremlin, Jim, is a real experience that let me share with you. It's a funny story for me, and I strongly encourage all of my prospective clients to read the book and work on the exercises that are in the book, because it helps you literally to get out of your way and clear confusion for you. You know, when I was preparing for my coaching certification with the International Coaching Federation, my coach required me to read Taming Your Gremlin. And quite frankly, every time I attempted to read it, something came up to prevent me from reading it. For example, the first time I tried to read it, I acquired a major headache. And Jim, I don't get headaches. And the next time I tried to read the book, I became ravenously hungry. I had to put the book down. I was like, oh, my goodness, my blood sugar level is dropping. I'm starving. And then the third time, I became tired and sleepy. And I called my coach, and I said, what's up with this book? And she laughed at me, and she told me she expected me to have a problem with the book and that my gremlin was fighting for its life. So it was preventing me from doing the exercise in the book. Once I understood what was happening, I forged through and completed the book. And today I practice and help others with their gremlin taming on a regular basis, because the gremlin is real. The gremlin, what I will say to you about the gremlin is that we have a lower power and we have a higher power. And a lot of the time, the gremlin makes us work from a lower power, and you can tame it. That's all I'll tell you about it, but it's an interesting event that happens with the book. And once my prospective client completes the book, then we can go ahead and start the coaching relationship, because we can move the gremlin out of the way. You recognize when your gremlin is showing up and you contain it in that moment and helps you move forward. So it helps you get unstuck, if you will.
You know, oftentimes we get stuck, right? And getting stuck really is what it is. We're stuck in place. We can't move forward. We don't know which way to turn. And that can be very limiting and frustrating. And you help your clients sort of work through the stuckness that comes to us sometimes, almost like having writer's block. We don't know what to do next.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, when you have the right coach that's curious, and they ask the questions that make you go inside and answer your questions. We don't answer your questions for you. You go in and get your own answers because they live there. You just need someone to help you pull them out. And it's getting unstuck is not as complicated as people make it sound. It's just answering your questions and finding out what your needs are and how you want things to look for you.
That's right, exactly. You know, there's also the understanding of the phrase, it takes a village. What are some of the things you'd like people to remember about guidance and helping one another overcome the hurdles in that it takes a village mindset? I know it's very meaningful.
It is extremely meaningful for me because I come from a time when the village was alive and well. But if you walk away with nothing else from me today, please know that each of you are truly naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. There is nothing wrong with you. We are different. And those differences are what makes us special and unique. You know, our village has been disbanded by so many different elements. But for those of us who want to continue the practice of each one, teach one, in an environment where there are no big I's and no little U's, we can work towards finding your answers and we can create that village again. It may not look like the village of old. That's changed. But remember, nothing stays the same. We can create a new and improved village where we have to be like that rubber band, theory of the rubber band. It only works when it's stretched. If we stretch ourselves and extend ourselves to help each other and lift each other up, there's so many things that we can do to enhance our village.
What are some other ideas on how we can do that? Obviously, we have been through so much in recent years with the pandemic and everything. You know, has changed and shifted, and some people are not sure what they want to do next. And what are some of the things you're experiencing with your clients, some of the things that they are expressing to you as far as their concerns and what they would like to do going forward?
Jim, that's a good question. Because what I also do is I'm a career transition consultant. And a lot of my clients are transitioning in their careers because the job market is changing. People are being reduced in force and they're being let go. They're being laid off. And they're in a place where they haven't been in a very long time because COVID has impacted us on levels that we're still seeing. One of the things that I do with them is I have an assessment that I work with, and let's talk about what it looks like for you. What does your dream job look like for you? What does your life look like for you? And we go through this assessment, and I have them label it from 1 to 10 and identify 5, 10 being I love what I do, I love where I'm at, I love what I want, and 5 is midway. And I have them identify what it is that they're looking to accomplish and rate that. And then we start to look for positions or industries or people who are offering what it is that they're looking for. Because, again, you have to identify what it is that you want before you can go after it. So we need that navigation system. So my clients are struggling with not just their life event, but the life event of losing a job. And we have to work through that as well. So, yeah. And I provide tools and resources to help them with that. And there are a lot out here. I have clients that are telling me that they see a job posting in 10 minutes from that, over 200 people have already applied for it. So coming out the gate, you already disheartened and disenfranchised because you don't feel that you have an opportunity. So I ask them to identify what's unique about them, you know, so that when you're in that pool, that you'll stand out. So that, those are the things that we work on with the change that's happening post-COVID.
Tell us about Woo. I love that whole concept and that whole idea where we're saying W-H-E-W with a big exclamation point. Tell us about how you came up with that whole concept and what it really means and why it's important to even say it and express it.
Well, women in particular, men are socialized differently than women. We understand that. And women sometimes don't receive the encouragement and the empowerment that they require to help them move forward in their lives. It's not that they don't have what they need inside. Sometimes they need someone to show them that. And we do so much with so many, Jim. So at the end of the day, all we can say is, phew, because it's women helping empower women. Okay. Now, I do coach male clients. I have male clients. I have mastermind groups. I have all of those things that help you move forward. But women helping empower women. When I was in the military, the women are what helped us get through basic training, and basic training was not an easy feat. We used to sneak out in the barracks in the back and work with each other and help them with their physical training and all of that. Women are very supportive. We just needed a central place where we can come together and support each other, and that's how Pew came to be. My interest is helping female veterans. My interest is helping female ex-offenders who are coming back into society and they need to re-socialize and change up some things that they've been exposed to. You can't send me back into the same environment and ask me to be better. So we have to know better so that we can do better. And that's what Pew is all about, empowering women to be their best self.
Why do you love this work you do so well and so effortlessly?
Because I genuinely have a passion for people. You know, you hear people say, oh, I'm a people person. I don't know what that means, but I can tell you that I genuinely love people. I love the uniqueness in people. I love the special part of people. I love the part that most people don't connect with. I love going out and connecting with people. Not for any benefit other than just to say hello, because you never know, Jim, whose day you change just by saying hello. You could have prevented somebody from committing suicide just by acknowledging that they were there. Hi, how are you today? And stop and listen for the answer. Don't say it in passing and keep going. Good morning, how are you? And if they dare to respond to you, engage. I like talking to people. I genuinely like talking.
That's so important, you know. It really is so important. And I just think that the message that you have is one that is vital. It is imperative that people understand and appreciate. And you love working with your clients, don't you? It's what's great about it is you create a safe space for them. Because you know, I'm sure you come across situations where they will share with you things that they don't even share with their most intimate loved ones and friends. So you create this safe space for them. Trust between you and them and you, is extraordinarily vital and important. And you establish that right at the outset, right?
That's absolutely. Before any of our classes, particularly when I'm doing mastermind groups, I keep it down to a maximum of 10 people, 10 participants. And from the outset, it is clear that this is a judgment-free zone. I'm sure you have your opinion about whatever you have your opinion about, but this is a safe space. And should we feel or should we find that you violated our confidentiality, then you're no longer a member of the group. And in our coaching relationship, those three elements, again, can you help me? All right? Can I trust you?
Yeah.
Do you care about me? Those are ever present. Because, yes, I do get information that others will probably never, ever get. And that they know
yes.
that information is safe with me. And it's, an, again, a judgment-free zone.
That's the key. That's something that people need to also really appreciate and understand, the judgment-free zone idea, because there is a lot of judgment out there, and sometimes people don't respond when there is. So you've created this great environment for your clients, which I think is terrific. How do you feel, and we mentioned a little bit of it in the beginning, but circling back a little bit, how do you feel having that military background aids you in the work that you do for your clients?
One, I understand challenges. I understand being challenged. I understand that if you want something, you really have to want it. It's not something that, oh, I think I want this. Because going into the military was a major step for me. Because, Jim, I'm a girl from Brooklyn, New York. And here in New York, we don't cotton well to people yelling at us. And the minute I got off of that bus,
I know what you mean. Yeah, growing up out east on Long Island, exactly.
On,
there's only
that.
So far we'll go with it. And then we have to
That's
say
it.
Something. We have to nip it in the bud quick.
Woman was, listen, this woman was standing in my face with this fantastic-looking hat on. She was a drill sergeant, and she was yelling at me. And I'm looking at her, okay, wait a minute, lady. Wait,
yeah.
No. So I had to learn discipline. I had to learn self-discipline, and I also had to learn how to fire an M16A1 rifle, which she doesn't realize. She literally took her life in her hands when they taught me that. Because, again, they yell at you. They it's to teach you, and they break everyone down so that we're all equal, so that we're able to learn. And the same thing happens with coaching. It's a non-judgment. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what you've done. Let's talk about where you want to go, because we can't live in the past. We can't undo yesterday, but we can work on what you're doing today and how you want it to look tomorrow. So when people are invited to talk about themselves, when you ask people to talk about themselves, Jim, people don't really know what to say about themselves because no one asked. We're too busy moving forward in our lives. So when you give a person an opportunity to say, hey, tell me something about yourself, people get stuck. So you
right.
provide them a platform to do that and be okay with themselves and become and understand that they're valued no matter how they feel. That's what's
exactly.
important.
Very important, essential. I want to encourage folks to go to the website as well. You can go to woo.global, and I'll spell that out for you, whew.global, and that's really it's a fantastic, you know, website and a great way to, you know, connect with you. And again, I love the toolbox that you have because you use all of these insights that you've gathered in your coaching, and you have the toolbox, which includes the heart philosophy, which I think is wonderful too, because it engages people in talk therapy and, as I mentioned, future self-dialogue, leadership training, and relaxation, all part of it. And then you started that teen talk group too, as you mentioned, and that's invaluable, right? You can never be too young or too old to learn this message that you have.
Absolutely, absolutely, and actually, the principal of the school wants me to do it again live now for them because it was so productive. They really enjoyed it, so I'm really grateful for having had the opportunity to help the young kids. And Jim, I thank you for allowing me to spend this time with you. You know, it's always good to speak with you.
The pleasure is all mine, and look forward to chatting again real soon, and you keep up the extraordinary work, and we appreciate you being with us as well, Andrea. Our very special guest, inspired trainer and life coach, Andrea Hodge. Go to woo, W-H-E-W .global to learn more. She's extraordinary and very passionate, and always a pleasure to have here on Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, also inviting you to grab a cup of coffee or tea, because I will be back in less than 30 minutes with another extraordinary guest live right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.